USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tells a crowd in Tupelo, Mississippi, he and his supporters are the targets of what he sees as a conspiracy.
The Democrats, the media, and the deep state are desperate to stop us.
The president was slamming the House Democrats for their impeachment inquiry into his seeming effort to get Ukraine to investigate the Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his son Hunter. Biden, in a speech at the Liberty and Justice Celebration in Des Moines, Iowa, calls the president a threat who lacks the character this country needs.
This is a man who started his campaign based on hate and division, dividing people in ways that we haven't been divided before. This is a man who's embraced tyrants and dictators.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Another contender has dropped out of the presidential race. At a rally in Mississippi, the president poked fun.
Oh, did you hear? Beto, did you hear? Beto. Oh, that poor bastard. Well, poor pathetic guy. He was pathetic.
17 Democrats are still in the running. A monthly report on the U.S. economy has exceeded expectations. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The jobs reports out from the government for last month that shows the economy adding 128,000 jobs, while the October unemployment rate ticked up a tenth to 3.6%. Food and beverage services, social assistance, and financial activities adding jobs, manufacturing and government employment fell, but that job creation was still stronger than what economists had expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new study has found decorating early for Christmas can make you a happier person. Don Clemens reports.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy. And Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
An agreement has finally been reached in the Windy City. USA's John Hunt has more.
Chicago teachers and more than 300,000 students affected by an 11-day strike returned to classrooms amid a tentative agreement that ended the walkout and is now expected to shape education in Chicago for the next 5 years. The outlined agreement shows both sides secured key victories and fell short on other priorities. Experts said those details will also inform teachers' unions and school districts as a national wave of activism by educators is expected to continue. The union's 25,000 members must still vote on the tentative agreement accepted by the 700 delegates late Wednesday night. Union officials still have not discussed a timeline for that process. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.